setting the bar? Are you one of those people who always has to follow the cooking instructions?
Well, why else would they be there?
True. This is more of those, like, facepalm sort of setting the bar stories, right?
Okay.
Like,
no one's getting arrested.
Yeah, no one's getting arrested. It's not, like, crazy sort of criminal story, that sort of thing. But it's one of those that, like, if you can manage to make it through the day without realizing you've been making macaroni and cheese wrong your entire life, you're doing okay.
How are we making mac and cheese
wrong?
So
this lady is getting a lot of attention on TikTok because she realized she doesn't actually follow the instructions on Kraft macaroni and cheese on the box. She's like, all right, it says 6 cups of water, 4 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup of milk. That's what you add to the powder. That's what you mix it in. And she's like, y'all, did you know that?
Who actually puts 4 tablespoons of butter in 1 box of macaroni?
Yeah, well, no, I don't either. Yeah, I'm not putting that much butter in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
That's 1/2 stick of butter.
Yeah. It feels like a lot.
I mean, sure, if you wanted to make it, I guess, lower calorie option.
Yeah.
But if you're talking butter business, I always do.
Oh, really? You're putting in that much?
Yes.
Okay.
Why would it be on the box if it weren't the proper amount?
That's true. But I'll put in, like, you know, a guesstimate.
So,
because I'm scooping it out of the tub.
Oh my God. I forgot you don't actually have sticks
of
butter.
At least I'm not spraying it.
Oh my God.
I'm scooping out of the tub.
Uh-huh. So pretty much everyone, like, top comment on her TikTok, all of us, every single person who makes it does that.
Wow.
Other people are like, 4 tablespoons isn't even that much butter.
Okay.
Now others are like, that's just madness. Gotta put the whole stick in.
The whole stick? It's not enough.
Not enough.
Oh, wow.
Some people just say too much butter makes it cheese soup. But that, I feel like, is the amount of, like, milk you're putting in.
Right.
And some people don't even put milk in. Some people just put the water in.
Like, you could do that. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, see?
No. You need
so,
the milk.
Anyways,
makes it creamier.
One of those moments where she was like, facepalm, I didn't know that I was doing this wrong this entire time, which is wild to me because it's been on the box for decades.
How much butter is she putting in? Less?
Yes, less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does she still enjoy it?
The top comment is, who actually measures 6 cups of water? You just kind of fill a pot with water and then dump your noodles in, right?
I measure it.
Oh.
Because, again, I'm a rule follower when it comes to the kitchen.
But you aren't going to measure out 4 tablespoons of butter?
Nah, I don't need that much.
Okay, rule follower.
Because I figure you got the cheese powder. You're good to go.
Cheese powder?
Cheese powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You got the cheese powder.
So yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without realizing you've been making macaroni and cheese wrong your entire life, you're doing okay.
Sounds like, though, she still enjoys it.
Yeah.
Her way is still tasty, otherwise she wouldn't be making it anymore.
I guess not. Chase texts in and says, 4 tablespoons, that's it. Give me the whole stick.
Okay.
I would lather myself in butter.
Oh, wow.
And I would take a melted butter bath if I could.
Yes.
Butter makes life better. Chase, I'm kind of in your corner there.
Okay.
I am of the same. I like
but
butter.
But you're a butter snob. It's
I do
only
like butter.
Kerrygold.
Well, I do like Kerrygold. Yes. Kerrygold, if I'm getting in your butter business, Kerrygold is the way to go. Salted. Miss me with that unsalted stuff.
I'm using, I can't believe it's not butter.
I know. It's fake butter and it's chemicals, and I hound you about that every chance I can.
Whatever. It's in the butter section. I'm buying it.
If you look on it, it'll say...
Doesn't matter.
Like, butter-like product.
Doesn't matter. Works
for
me.
All right. There you go. That's your setting the bar story. No.